I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Today, Britain and China unveiled deals worth nearly $2.5 billion during a visit by Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao. Wen and British Prime Minister David Cameron spoke optimistically about the prospects for increasing trade and investment between the two countries. But British shopkeepers are already reaping the rewards from a UK-China partnership of sorts. Chinese tourists are outspending almost all other international visitors to the city. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
Stroll the sidewalks of London's upscale shopping districts and you'll spot them within minutes. Tourists from China, like this man, wandering in and out of the swanky shops.
London is number one on the agenda for the Chinese people who want to visit Europe. And I would say London is the first choice.
Of course, they say their love of London stems from many things, like the city's cultural scene.
There are hundreds of museums and nice evening out, and a lot of artists do the performance here.
But this woman, clutching a bag with the familiar Hermes luxury goods logo, admits there's one thing that draws her to London more than anything else.
Fantastic place for shopping. The shopping actually provides more options than my home country. But here the price is more competitive, to be honest. Yeah.
High taxes back home are part of the reason. The pound has also fallen in value in recent years. So the newly wealthy Chinese have been arriving in growing numbers, ready to spend. High-end department store Selfridges features all the top brands, Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Prada, to name a few. And there is no shortage of Chinese shoppers eyeing the goods. The store's Sophie Headley says Selfridges has seen an astounding increase in sales to Chinese consumers.
They are very important to our business, but that's not to say that we would ignore all the other overseas visitors as well. I would say that our Chinese numbers are up 120% year on year, which we're delighted about because they have a voracious appetite for fabulous designer label brands.
Selfridges and other top stores like Harrods are doing their best to help whet that appetite. Until recently, the Chinese could only spend cash in their stores. Their bank cards wouldn't work outside of China. But now the stores feature special terminals that accept the Chinese cards. That change, along with the hiring of Mandarin-speaking staff meant to help the purchases along, means the average Chinese shopper spends $5,700 per visit to Harrods. As big spenders go, that puts them in league with shoppers from the Middle East and ahead of the Russians. Headley has noticed the Chinese have a certain shopping style that's very focused.
I think it's very much about wearing the latest label and being seen to have the coolest, latest watch or handbag or whatever it happens to be that's on their mind.
So it's in the store, head to the labels, get what you need and go?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
Back on the sidewalk, another happy customer laden with bags smiles as he lists his favorite London activities. No mention of Big Ben, Westminster Abbey, or the Tower of London. Instead, he talks about shopping, fueled by eating and drinking. The great Chinese shopping spree shows no signs of slowing down. That's a relief to London's luxury goods retailers as they contend with troubled economic times on the home front. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.